Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know a bottle of good tequila is worth $75? I didn't, and this is why I don't mess with spirits.
That feeling when it's 3 a.m. and you're wide awake, finally writing that novel in your head, but you're just too warm to get a pen.
Ugh, I know that feeling. I also know the feeling of waking up and one of my earplugs has gone missing, and I will sleep no more.
Ah, how I love the smell of wood-burning fireplaces in the air. Or is that a raging forest fire?
Hard to say. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do
Episode 119, Sarah Lane. What do you think of that?
You can't see me, but I'm putting my hands in the air like I just don't care.
Oh, yeah, me too.
119 is almost 120, which is almost 121, which is that palindrome.
Yes.
Yeah, we're close.
I think that the fall air has gotten into our brain holes a little bit.
I think I might be a little insane, Heather.
Yeah.
I think I might be a little insane.
I think we all are on some level. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's more fun being a little insane, don't you think?
I mean, sure. I don't really have an option. But we are fully into fall here on Have Such a Good Day. And Heather and I are, you know, we're ready. We're ready for fall.
We're ready to unpack the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. That's
indeed
what we're ready for. How is everybody doing?
Where are you? How are you? Are there leaves falling at your house?
What is
Are you maybe just starting summer if you're, you know, in the southern hemisphere? I don't know. We welcome all.
We can't know everyone.
Yeah, we rely on you to tell us what's going on. If you're in the southern hemisphere and it's summer, please do tell us. Hi at havesuchagoodday.com. Otherwise, welcome all. We do the show once a week, every week. Heather and I are doing our best to try to stay sane in this crazy world that we live in, and the fact that you're all with us for this crazy ride makes us a little bit more sane every week.
It does. Oh, it really does. It's like, it's like I look forward to this every week because it just sort of like settles my brain. You know what I mean?
I'm like, oh, cute. But I'm like, totally same. So I'll get right into this.
Dive right in, Sarah.
As everyone knows, Heather and I both sort of live, you know, we're on the grid, but we're like on the edge of the grid of civilization, right?
Not fully and off the grid, if you will.
Yeah, we're on the grid, like, you know, internet wise, but as far as like being present physically, you know, we're on the edge.
We're on the fringes.
I've been trying to kind of deal with, you know, how I feel about that, like, is this right for me? Is this not right for me? Blah, blah, blah. You know, for 2 years, I have now lived in the woods in my little wood cabin for 2 years. And it has gone by quite fast. And of course, I moved in here just before the pandemic started. But that has been more or less my reality since I've lived here. And I've thought a lot about, you know, what that means and, you know, what I need to do to be happy, if that is staying here, if that's moving somewhere else, if that's something in between, I don't know. And a lot of other people I know, you can relate, because it's just been a really weird year for anybody trying to make like big life decisions. It's hard. It's yeah, very hard to make big life decisions where you're like,
when everything's so uncertain.
The world is, yeah, you know, like the world might like change drastically and that would like screw up my big life decision. Anyway, so, you know, I'm kind of chilling, but, over the weekend, I've got a friend who, she has some, family stuff going on, in, Chicago. That's where she's from. She lives in San Francisco now, and she is not there and told me, hey, you should like go hang out at my house. I mean, I won't be there, but I mean, house is just hanging out empty, and I would really appreciate if you like watered my plants. And I'm like, girl, I am the plant
I got
waterer.
You.
Yeah.
Like, extraordinary.
Like literally my entire life is about watering my own plants. Like I do not want one plant to go unnoticed. So as luck would have it, I have a lot of friends who live in San Francisco, and that's the city that I'm talking about. And that's the city that I grew up adjacent, but also lived in for many years. Heather did as well. And I know it well, but I haven't actually been there on any regular basis for a couple years. Like didn't even go, didn't have a reason to go, pandemic, you know, work slowed down, the whole thing. So I packed up my dog and my car on, over the weekend. It was Saturday morning, went across the Golden Gate Bridge, had a panic attack the entire time I was on the bridge because I don't like bridges.
Did?
Oh yeah. Like it's like kind of a problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got past it and, you know, got into my friend's house. So cute. Like such a great, like just like great neighborhood. So close to like cool stuff. There was a Phil's Coffee right down the street. Mm-hmm. And my dog and I, you know, we went to Chrissy Field and ran around and, you know, it was like so great. And I saw a lot of friends that I just like, they're like, oh wow, Sarah, did not even know that you like were still alive. And I'm like, I was alive the whole time. And here I am, you know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, like you sort of show up and people are like, yay, great. Yeah. Cause we've been here the whole time. And I'm like, well, and I wasn't here the whole time because I was like afraid of going to a city because, you know, of, you know, this, that, and the other. But I spent like really 48 hours. It wasn't like I was there that long, but hanging out. I took Otis with me, so I had my doggo, and we walked across that city and back again like multiple times. You know, we ate cookies and had, you know, weird sort of juices, you know, from various places.
Oh, yeah.
Where like, it's
like fancy juices
exactly, and burritos, pizza, saw all the friends. It was so much fun. And aww. I came home this morning, so you know, I'm back home at my house now, and there's actually some like there's some feelings of sort of like I'm glad I'm back home, you know.
Sure.
Everything's like
of course
quiet and still. Mm-hmm. You know, after having been in the city for, you know, a couple of days. But I had to kind of come to terms with like how much I like being around a bunch of people doing shit. Mm-hmm. All the time. Mm-hmm. And that's a city. Like even yeah. if you like, you know, you're packed up in your house for the night, but you know everyone around you is also kind of like doing their thing. Like,
yeah,
there's something really nice about feeling like you're sort of packed in with all these other like human rats.
Oh yeah.
And I don't have that where I live now. I'm truly just in the woods, and I loved it. Oh my God. And Otis loved it. The dog, like we, you know, we went to a various amount of parks and met all these other people with dogs. And, you know, what's your dog's name? Oh, my dog's name is Otis. What's your dog's name? Oh, this is Barbara. I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Barbara the dog.
Barbara the dog. Yeah. One more barb for Heather.
Oh, God.
You know, but like so many, like, it was just great. Just to be
that
like, there's
awesome.
So, like, so much stimulation going on around me. Like, I gotta tell you, I'm not going to do anything before 2022, but I think I'm going to take the next couple of months to really think about this.
Yeah. So you could imagine yourself there again, like in San Francisco, or just in a potentially a city, just any city.
Potentially a city for sure. I know that this is how I can be my best self.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be around other people. Yeah. I don't have to like be friends with all the people, but just
knowing
sort of
they're
like,
out there.
Yeah. Just walking around the block and being like, I talked to like 10 people just now.
Yeah.
Rather than me now being like, I might not see another person, you know, this week. Yeah. I saw a bird. Yeah. Like, you know, there was
we don't speak the same language.
A deer that got hit by a car. Like, you know, like it's like very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
I had such a great time in the city, Heather. I can't even tell you. And
wow.
There are a lot of things about San Francisco that I have issues with, but like, man, I had a good time. It was just like, I felt alive.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, yeah, I definitely, you know, look into that a little bit and see how you feel in a few months just after the winter. Maybe you can have another like long visit. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually on my way down to Southern California. Well, I'm going to go through the Bay Area. I will go through San Francisco. I may stay one night in San Francisco this next weekend, and I'm going to be gone for close to like 10 days, which is actually kind of feels like a long time. I mean, in, you know, COVID time. Being away from like your humble abode. But I am looking forward to that too. Like I definitely need a little more stimulation. I've got like a really action packed week, which is like so typical me. Like I will just literally like book dinners every night. I'm going to be running around the city, and I'm excited to see how I react to it, you know, 'cause it could be really overwhelming, or I could feel like you. And I mean, obviously LA is a bigger city than San Francisco, but I am excited to feel the energy of it. So
it's hard to compare the two. I mean, San Francisco is truly a city where, I mean, I don't know.
It's a small
city.
Depends
on your shoes, but like you can walk across it.
Yeah, totally.
You can't do that in LA.
Nah.
LA is more of like a variety of cities that are clustered together to form a large city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very spread out. And and there's something, it's funny because it's like even being in LA surrounded by all these people, like you were saying, you get comfort from having neighbors, someone on the other side of the wall kind of thing. I get both of those feelings. Like sometimes I feel that way, and then other times I feel really cramped, like I'm in a sardine can and it's like you're in an anthill. So it's like, it just depends on the day, you know, but I think, oh gosh, it's like, where can we find the happy medium? You know, in my mind, it's that like pied a terre I keep talking about. Like, can't I just have, I'll keep my house here, but like half the year I'll be in like my little modest bungalow somewhere in the desert or somewhere in a city where I can get the opposite of what I get up here. Because I have to say, like, I do love, you know, I don't know, conversing with nature, you know, there's something really special about that. And lately I've just been getting so like Tony Soprano emotional about birds. It's like, I don't know what it is. I think especially because I had a recent visit this weekend from a goose, a Canadian goose specifically, which is like my favorite bird of all time. One of my favorite things ever is to see them in the sky, as like a flock. and they're cruising, they're migrating or whatever they're doing, and they're honking all the way across the sky. And I just think it's so funny. Like, it's just like, what are they saying to each other? You know? And it's just like this really heartwarming experience. And so I see this goose, and I'm not joking. He's cruising, he's waddling all over the property all day, honking, like, like looking for his flock, like, you know? And he's got these, like, his feet, funny. You know, like, are kind of like, he's walking funny, you know, like geese do. And I swear he's looking for his flock. Like, it was sort of sad because I followed him for like a while, and he covered like pretty much the whole property, which is almost 8 acres. And I didn't get too close to him. I'd say maybe I was like 8 feet away. But I named him Gus, and I grabbed some Cheerios, and these were, you know, he didn't seem interested in my Cheerios, even though I thought maybe he was hungry. And they were the organic kind, but he didn't seem interested at all. And I kept throwing Cheerios like toward him to see if he would like be interested. I mean, I must still look like a freak. I'm like following him around my property, and you know, like finally, like, I mean,
please, Gus, eat the Cheerios.
Eat my Cheerios. It would bring me so much joy. And then, like, I follow him all the way to the cliff's edge, and it was pretty foggy. So it was like that real coastal fog that's like pretty thick around the cliff, and you kind of can't see the ocean. And you know, again, he was at our property all day long. And then finally, and I feel a little guilty. Maybe I shouldn't have like stalked him, but he flew away into the fog, never to be seen again. And it kind of, I was like touched, but like kind of teary eyed. And I just was sort of sad
for
him.
That
is
very like, Tony Soprano.
I know. Honestly, it was weird.
Where you're just
it
like, what? But that's it?
But like, what? And I think maybe like, I was like worried.
Are you coming back? Like, you didn't even leave me a note.
Yeah. And I was kind of worried that he like really was got pulled away from his flock, and he was looking for his brothers and sisters. And it kind of made me sad that he just flew away into the fog like that. And I don't know where he went. But then I'm cruising back to the house, and there's like these dozens of fat quail. I don't know if you have quail by you, but this is the state bird.
We do.
I think they're the cutest things. I think I've mentioned it on the show before.
They can fly, but they don't.
No, they scurry.
They don't.
They scurry super fast, and they are hilarious to watch. And I took out my binoculars, of course. They're like running into each other.
A mama quail with her little babies is the cutest thing you've ever seen. Cute.
And you have to yield to them on the road because of their big booties. And they're like, they take up room, and you can't like go around them sometimes. You kind of have to just like let them pass. But they're so damn cute. But I found that observing these critters, obviously, I think a lot of people can relate. Observing animals brings you joy. That's not really what I'm talking about. Maybe sadness, maybe because we can't communicate with each other, and that we just want them to know that we want peace and love, but we can't tell them, you know. It's like I couldn't reach out to Gus, you know, because he was just like, he would be 10 feet away from me and no less, you know, like he was kept waddling forward. He didn't want me to get close. Maybe it's like they're the untouchable cuteness and their quirky personalities. There's just something about I just get emotional about it. Like, and I want to know if you guys out there ever get emotional about something kind of in the natural world. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Yeah, please do. I definitely get what you're saying, Hev. I mean,
get sad about like the oil spill, you know, that we just had in Huntington Beach. And then I think of like all the like tragedy, you know, the forest fires and like all the horrible things that happen that like take these birds away from us or take these animals. And it just it breaks my heart. It's sad.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm from where I live now, you know,
more or less,
I grew up more or less right here. And I remember one of my aunts, who is from Los Gatos, but spent a lot of time overseas and, you know, really likes this area. And she was like, it's such a great area. Like, I mean, nothing more beautiful than like Russian River Valley. However, a lot of roadkill. And I'm like, oh no, man, a lot of roadkill. And I mean, it's true. Just, you know, this morning I was coming home from San Francisco, you know, going back to, you know, my little wood cabin in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, baby dear, you know, on the side of the road where it's that. Like, who takes care of that? I'm not totally sure. they kind of just disappear after a while.
I've met some people. There's a crew. Like, I've met some people who there's kind of a deep crew that they search for these animals and then they call to get them picked up, and there's a whole kind of operation. But it's so sad.
Oh my God. And like, sometimes I'm like,
kills me.
It very much, like, I mean, this is sort of the human condition. Like, I really care about stuff like this. Some people don't care.
No, you know, some people are
like, we're glad, you know, like, maybe we'll like use it for venison or I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but like, I'm like, this is like a day ruiner for me, you know, if I see this at like the wrong time in the morning.
Yep.
And yeah, it's a
hard thing to contend with, being a human and like sharing the world with these creatures and killing them with our cars. And I have a really hard time with it. And the world is big. I mean, think about all the roadkill. I don't even want to know the statistics at all. So please don't email that to us.
I mean, if you have thoughts, please do email us. I mean, yes, you know, please. We'll deal. But I know it's tough stuff. It's
a tough one. Yeah.
Tough stuff. Another thing that's tough. So just to kind of compound on that weird feeling for a minute and make it worse. So, you know, as anyone who follows the show with any regularity knows, I'm, you know, kind of going through some medical stuff. You know, I have breast cancer, and I'm gonna deal with that as well as I can over the next weeks, months, years, hard to say. Certainly weeks, months at this point. But part of that is, you know, you have to have surgery, and there's, you know, reconstruction, and there's stuff. And, you know, when someone looks at me, you know, straight on, I'm not going to look like I looked right now in a couple of weeks. I just won't. And that is, you know, I could, you know, be crazy and cry about it all day, but I'm not. And I'm mostly sort of being like, okay, well, this is a new era, right? Mm-hmm. New era of Sarah. Mm-hmm. And part of that has a lot to do with reconstruction of whatever felt normal for me naturally. I won't have that anymore. So what do I want to have myself look like on the other side of this? You know, again, you know, I'm doing my little Hail Marys, that I would have the opportunity to even have that option. And I don't really know. I don't really know yet. But I will say that I, you know, as a internet detective, as you all know me at this point, I know everything there is to know about breast cancer, even stuff that doesn't apply to me, and even stuff that is about sort of like reconstruction that also doesn't apply to me, because, you know, you can go a lot of different arenas. But I am super obsessed now with women who do very dramatic tattoo stuff to like cover up scars, you know, on their chest going forward. And that is, you know, sometimes there is no chest. Sometimes there is reconstruction. Sometimes there's, you know, some form of the two. But it's, you know, it's very, like, you would look at somebody and be like, whoa, you're like a tattoo person, right? If you didn't really know why they had done that.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean that they're not also, you know, fond of tattoos, but a lot of this is in the vein of covering up scars and just being like, you know what, F it. I'm just gonna, you know, do something very artistic and kind of crazy. And that is going to be part of whatever you would see if you looked at me either without a shirt on or maybe with a bathing suit or whatever, you know. And I'm kind of like, that's pretty cool. I kind of like that. You know, it kind of gives me like a little bit of hope. Like, you know, if I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh man, what a mess. You know, like I love the idea of the tattoo, just because I like people who have a lot of tattoos. Mm-hmm. I have one little small tattoo personally. But I never really, you know, I don't know, never really thought about it beyond that. But I like the look.
You like the look of it. Yeah.
I do. Like I would probably get a sleeve, you know, if I'm like, uh-huh. I had the money and the free time.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my mom about this recently, and she was like, you know, cause I was sort of like, listen, if things go pretty sour, you know, like chest wise, and you know, I kind of feel like the tattoo is sort of the only thing I can do to sort of cover up some like botched situations. Mm-hmm. I might do that. And she was like, cool. I also want a tattoo.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I was like, Mom, really? Like where? And she's like, I don't know. I just kind of want one. Like it'd be fun.
Oh, that's your
like,
mom
we can
so
do
cool.
it together. Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
That's so cute. And it symbolizes so much. Like that's what I do like about body art is it can, you know, symbolize like a part in your life and transform whatever it is that you're, you know, maybe it's like has bad feelings, but like this tattoo kind of brings some like a positive spin on it or something.
Yeah.
And totally. I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom was like, you're not going to get a neck tat, right? And I was like, well, I'm not
you're
planning
like,
on
Otis
it, but
will,
like, but like, would that bother you if I got a neck tat? Like, I actually like think neck tats are like super cool. I mean, it's a little much for me personally, yeah. but like, I like them. And she was like, well, yeah. I just think about it really hard before you do that. And I'm like, okay, Mom, we'll get tramp tams together. It'll be great.
Oh, that's so great. I love it.
Yeah.
We might have to have a behind the scenes video for that one.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, I like a good neck tat. I'll tell you.
Yeah, dude.
You know, well, I don't know what it would be, but I know it would be right here and I would look so good.
Well, I am really curious to hear your ideas when the time comes.
Yeah.
Listen to your dreams, Sarah.
It's also just like, I don't know. I mean, there was a time back in the day where it would have been like, oh, if you have something like that, you wouldn't be able to get a 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. Right. Because you're like too on the outskirts and people like would be worried about you. Like, I don't think that's what we're talking about these Mm-mm. days.
No,
I think and that's anymore. A good thing. I hope mm-hmm. I feel like I could be like, yeah, I have a neck tat, but also like I'm super skilled in all these ways. And people would be like, cool, great. Love it. Who mm-hmm. cares?
Yeah.
But your tattoo. I would hope so.
Well, some people, I think, depending on where you live in the United States, might not like your tattoo. But, you know, there are tattoo haters for sure. But doesn't really matter so much anymore, I think, in terms of just you can kind of do what you want. It's your body. I mean,
yeah,
that's how I feel.
Yeah. I just, you know, like a little, just a little something, something on my neck. Why not?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, Canadian goose or something. That's what
maybe
I would do.
Maybe so. Yeah. Yeah.
Or a quail.
Just be like, Canada, never been there. Woo.
Honk.
I've been to Canada a couple times. But, you know, that would still be quite a flex.
Oh, yes. Flex. Yeah, that really would be. That really well, keep us posted on, you know, I don't know, your design ideas. I was going to say, pay attention to your dreams because, you know, there might be a little sign in there. There might be something symbolic that you can pull. Like, for example, my second dream about Denzel Washington, what is up with that? I mean, I wouldn't make a tattoo out of that.
I think
but like,
you might have a crush on Denzel Washington,
no,
Heather.
I don't even think about him. Like, I don't even really watch movies. No, I don't, though.
I don't know.
It's so strange. I'm like,
you're
what is...
about
like,
him a lot.
I mean, I get it if it was, like, young Gregory Peck or, you know, like, someone who I actually do maybe fantasize about. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. As I mentioned earlier, I am venturing out into the world very soon here. Not that I haven't ventured out in the world before, because I've traveled quite a bit. Maybe not as much as you, Sarah, but, you know, I used to live in Europe.
Oh, you're
and
a traveler. Yeah.
I'm a traveler. I mean, I would say, yeah, this year has just sort of like beat us all down on some level. And I haven't been on a plane for a while, and I'm actually going to take my car on this one, because man, it is crazy out there. The whole rental car market. And I just don't want to deal with not knowing if I'm going to get a car and just having to Uber everywhere. I mean, I'm going to a lot of places. I'm seeing a lot of people. So I kind of want my wheels, you know, but it's going to be quite a journey because I'm basically like heading down to the Bay, and then from there I'll head down to LA, and then from there I'm going to Joshua Tree, which is deeper in the desert. So it's going to be a lot of driving, but I'm working on my playlists. I rejoined Spotify, but I continue to listen to Joey by Concrete Blonde like on repeat. I don't know what's up with that, but I'm obsessed with that song for some reason right now.
It's sort of a sad song.
It is. Also. There's something, the tone of it is... like I like it right now. It's just like, and it's a good karaoke song. Like I've karaoke'd it before. it's a fun one. And I guess it's about, I think it was like a lover who was like an alcoholic or something. It was something about like a romance. But anyway, so apparently, and I'm sure that you've got a friend out there who, whenever you, I don't know, complain about something, like say, you know, you are expressing annoyance about something, and then that person goes, dude, Mercury is in retrograde. That's why that happened to you, you know, kind of thing. And it is happening right now, this Mercury in retrograde. I don't think about this all that much, but I've been thinking about little components of it. So I thought I would bring it up, and I'm not going to get into all the details because I don't know all the ins and outs. It's very complex astrology. It affects every astrological sign differently. I'm not going to get into all that, but it's, you know, supposedly happening between September 27th and October 18th, which is now, and basically covers my entire trip. So yikes. But in short, it's the time when Mercury, the planet, reverses course and moves backwards. So it kind of supposedly like throws the universe into turmoil. So it's like, you know, it triggers, it allegedly, it's kind of like a phenomenon. Think of it as sort of like this universal phenomenon that like allegedly triggers like miscommunications and tech glitches, like dropped calls and disappearing emails. Like you get like interpersonal relationship issues. There's like wrenches in your travel plans, and like you've got unclear negotiations and just endless frustration about like all the things. And I, like I said, I take this with a grain of salt. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's some truth in it, because sometimes when we're in these phases, things do feel kind of out of whack, and the universe is a powerful place. So I don't doubt that there's something to it. But yeah, just like this whole thing with Libra right now, because we're in, obviously you're a Libra, we're in the Libra. You know, I have more people in my life with birthdays in October than any other month. It's crazy. It's crazy. One of these days I have to decide not to get birthday cards anymore because it makes me crazy. But anyway, it's also a good time. It's not all bad, okay? It's a good time to kind of step back and chill and just like pull back from the hustle and just maybe like regroup, reflect, reorganize all the REs in the book, you know, clean out your closet, reassess something that's been bugging you about yourself, like, you know, make yourself a better person or whatever. But I think me like leading up to this trip, I think about all these things that I'm going to be doing, and I'm, you know, I will be in negotiations. I will be, you know, probably dancing in the desert. I will be, you know, working on things that, you know, it's, there's going to be deadlines, and there's going to be relationships that I'm going to dive back into that I haven't really been in their personal space in a long time. I'm seeing a lot of friends that I haven't seen and going to spend some time with them. So it's going to be interesting, and I'm heading into the unknown, but then I realize kind of, aren't we all? And I keep telling, I'm telling my boyfriend this, because sometimes when I'll go away, I'll like miss home, like part way. I'll just be like, oh, my bed and my animals and blah, blah, blah. And I'm really going to vow to be in the moment and like just be in the motherfucking moment, you know, like really just pull myself back. Cause like sometimes I will like float away into like my thoughts, and you know, I go into the future like, oh, I'm excited to go home on Monday or whatever, but no, I'm going to pull myself back, remain open, be learn in the moment, just like be flexible and enjoy like where I'm at. So I think this is going to be like a really, I think this is going to be a really cool pilgrimage for me, and to just get some new perspective and like come home and like see how I feel, kind of like you did in the city, Sarah. You know, like I'm really curious to know, because I'm a little antsy in the country. I don't know if like full-time country is me, but I might be really excited to come home, you know? And again, all of this is trade-offs. So you just have to kind of like live with it. But like my ideal would be to be part there, part here. And I don't know. I'd love to know, do you guys take this shit seriously? Like this retrograde stuff? I don't know. Any of this stuff that we're talking about, I want to know. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. And you didn't ask, but I'll tell you that I think it's all a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, there is nothing about being horse a Libra hockey that makes me different than you.
I know.
We're just different people because that's how humans are.
Yeah.
I have no patience for astrological mumbo jumbo, but also... Yeah. I know that people are like, well, because you're not being open, Sarah. I realize that, you know, I realize that I'm closed off to like some fun shit that, you know, maybe other people are hanging out with. But like, no, this is not real. This is like, I mean, you might as well be a professional baseball player. That's how superstitious you are.
Yeah. No, I totally hear you. And I think it's interesting, like intellectually, but I don't like dive right in and go, oh, that's, you know, the gospel. Like, I just don't, I like to like read about it, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it.
I agree. I've had conversations with people, so many over the years, you know, where they're like, well, you know, Sagittarius, you know how they are. And I'm like, that's not how it works.
Hey, man, I'm a Sag.
You know, like, exactly. Well, I mean, and I use that as an example. Like, I'm like, I just feel like that's like, it's like a very simplistic way to like throw away people's feelings.
I agree.
You know, like your feelings are your feelings. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with what year you were born. You know, like, calm down, everybody.
Anyway, you know, maybe I'm just like a religion or like a book that's the gospel for you. For some people, I think these kinds of things just sort of help them to understand the world and understand their lives. And I'm cool with that, you know?
I am too.
Whatever works.
There have been times where someone's like, but when were you born? And I was like, oh, here we go.
Like, yeah, there are some like, people that are very into it. Like, it's part of their, like, work, you know?
Well, and, you know, Mercury in retrograde is like, well, that's the reason that we're all crazy right now. And I'm like, is it? Or is it because we're all crazy?
We're just all crazy.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, some of you probably should be on medication. And the rest of us are just, like, having a bad week. So, yeah.
Well, let us know your thoughts. We'd
and
love to hear
you know,
from you.
I'm such a hater. I know I am, but you know, there is we'll no right you. Answer here.
No, there isn't. No, I mean, like I said, like I hope to be flexible with, you know, what people need to get by. I'm just like, I'm cool with that. And if I have to be a crazy goose stalker then to make me happy, then so be it. You can judge me all you want.
Oh, man. I mean, I want you to love your geese.
Oh, I love that goose. What happened to Gus? I hope he's okay.
I know. Anyway. Well, listen, speaking of folks that help us keep the lights on week after week, that's our Patreons, and we want to thank all of you who are patrons of ours. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about becoming a patron if you aren't already. And if you are, thank you so much. We love y'all. We hope to have many more of y'all. And we did get not a new patron, but a patron that has come back to us that we care about very much. Didn't we, Heather?
Yeah, he's in retrograde. He's coming back to us.
Craigo, Mercury in retrograde has brought you back to the flock.
Yes.
We love
We're
you.
We're so stoked to
One
have him back.
One of the geese. One of the geese.
No, he's awesome. He has like at least one Maine Coon cat, and he enjoys nature like us. And you know, we have a lot to talk about. So he actually just jumped into Discord, and so everyone's meeting
back,
everybody.
Craig.
Yeah, we love that you're back. And you know, I wanted to mention also, it's the month of October, which brings all the spooky stuff
and
the
spooky season.
Yep, I love it. Actually, I'm into it. I know, Sarah, I'm not saying like I'm really eager to dress up or anything, but I do enjoy a good horror flick. And every year, well, actually, just last year, I believe it started. We have a community board on Patreon. If you did not know, it's patreon.com/havesuchagooddays/community. And you know, we have some threads up there from the past and the future. The most current one is called Halloween 2, and Jake A started this. And it's essentially almost a conversation between him and me, just like geeking out about horror movies. But we'd love for you to join us. It's essentially every night we watch a different horror movie, 31 Days of October. Every night it's a different one. And, you know, it could be any kind of horror movie. I mean, I try to stick to kind of pure horror. I mean, thriller, I think you could slip one in there, but I'm trying to be somewhat, you know, sacred to the horror genre. But it's funny because Jake and I could talk about horror movies until the cows come home. And it's basically him and me talking about, you know, the last week and like what we've watched. And some of the ones that we're talking about are an old one from when I was a teenager called The Stepfather, starring Terry O'Quinn. It's a real creepy one, if you guys are interested in this. And I pulled out a classic with Joan Crawford called Straitjacket from 1964. That's a wonderful
Ooh.
One. Yeah. And then The Howling, a Joe Dante classic about werewolves, is a real, real good one. It's actually filmed in NorCal around Mendocino area. So that's a fun one. And The Omen from 1976, one of my all-time favorites. I have a huge crush on Gregory Peck, as you know, and every single scene is my favorite. I mean, that movie's so, so, so good. But I know, Sarah, you don't love horror movies, so I won't prattle on here. But please join us on the community board at patreon.com.
Indeed. And yes, I'm not a horror fan, but that's just because I'm a baby. And you know, I have so many nightmares.
You're a big baby.
I'm a big baby. Me and my dog, both big babies. But like, yeah, I'm like, it just like scares me, and then
yeah.
I don't sleep well, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I watched The Omen before I went to bed last night, and I was like, God, that wasn't that smart. But like, I dreamt about Denzel Washington, so.
That's
what I'm talking about.
You
what
clearly
the
need to marry Denzel Washington.
I don't know what it is. I know.
Like,
need to have
like,
babies.
No, it's so random. I'm like,
it's
is
nothing.
It?
I know. Should I call? Should I see if I can get in touch with
love
his
Denzel
Asian?
Washington.
Just
you know,
be like, hey, I've been dreaming about Denzel like more than once. I mean, don't you think you should connect us?
Get
they wouldn't
get
think I was weird
his,
at all.
Like, get a hold of like one of his agents at like CCA and be like, hi, I'm kind of in the mix, but like just wanted to let you guys
kind of
know
in the mix
that I'm like dreaming about your client a lot.
That so wouldn't be weird at all.
Probably should meet him just to like make sure that like we're not meant to be, because I don't think we are, but like maybe we are. Like, let's just like feel it out. Imagine like that conversation of people being like,
oh my God.
Okay.
There would be like a restraining order, like immediately. Like, dude. Seriously. See, this is what I'm talking
please,
about.
Please
see, but this is
this.
The show where I can just like
me.
Talk about this stuff, you know? Like all of these wacky right. things that
right.
happen that maybe
like,
I'd be, it's like TMI.
I'm dreaming
but...
about Denzel to the point where like it's kind of problematic, but I'm not going to hurt him.
Sarah, I might hire you to like write this email. You could
I'll
be my manager. Okay,
I'll do it.
Awesome.
And just see what they say. Like,
oh
like,
God.
Like, how soon does the restraining order happen?
I think
you
it's
know?
Like a
are
6 week
like,
period
yeah,
or
like,
something.
Like fully locked down, or they're like, tell us more about like how much you dream about him.
Yeah, it is a very bizarre thing. But I'm really, you know, I have to say, we so appreciate you listening and supporting us. And if you rate and review us on iTunes, it really helps others find the show.
Indeed.
So also jump into Discord, $5 and above to talk to us real time. I mean, so much fun. I mean, you can talk to us at like 3 a.m. if you want. I mean, we may not even respond, but we're listening.
Way to sell it, Heather. You know, what's fun about Discord is the folks that, you know, if you're in the Discord, you already know. But it's just like a great little community. We're just chatting, you know, between shows, between all of us, and everybody's so cool. And we would love to have more of you because, you know,
the more the merrier.
Strength in numbers,
as they say.
Exactly. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Is it though? Is that all you have
kind
to say?
Kind of for now. I mean, I have more. But.
So Sarah and I are total Bobsey twins today. I mean, we can see each other in our little window from where we record, but we both have these buns on the top of our heads and the same glasses. And it's just really funny. We didn't mean to do
Twinning.
It.
Twinning. Like, oh my God. Oh, and nobody besides Heather will think this is funny, but I hung out with David Prager over the weekend.
Oh, Prague. I was going to ask you.
And like,
how's the Prague?
More than three times, he was like, Heather, Sarah did this thing. And I'm like, I'm Sarah. And he's like, oh,
like,
I know you're Sarah. Ah.
It's like 20 years of this. Like, he never learns.
People
I
just.
Love it.
Every time they look at me, they're like, you're Heather, and I want to talk about Sarah. And I'm like, no, I'm Sarah. And Heather knows it's for whatever reason, they just can't keep us straight, even though, like, we're not twins.
No, and, like,
but they
you
just
have,
can't keep
you
us straight.
You have a really nice smile. Like, I have a crooked smile. You don't. Like, get it straight,
that,
Prags.
That's no, not, I don't think that's what people are like, oh, you're the smile. But like, they just can't keep us straight.
It's so funny.
There's something about, like, you know, I don't know, general white girl.
Yeah, maybe.
Same
like
hair.
Fake blonde white girl. But you know, I wonder, yeah, maybe this will come into play. Like, we can use this for our benefit and like.
Maybe.
Scare people one day. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, like you thought it was Heather. F you. Like Michael Myers mask. Yes, like okay. Make it like super dramatic where people are like, whoa, never mind.
I love it. I love it. Let's do it next time I come down. In fact, we should have a little reunion with all those peeps. That would be fun.
It would be nice.
One of these days.
Well, listen, today we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up because that's what we do. I'm also very hungry and I want to eat the burrito that's upstairs in my house. But thanks, everybody, for watching, listening, whatever you got to do. Actually, you don't watch because
we watch each other, but you can't watch us. You used to be able to watch us, and maybe someday you can again if we get
if we get the right
amount of patrons.
That's actually something
community.
That, you know, I sort of allude to that. I mean, Heather and I both do that we would like to go back to something, you know, that's a little bit more
video based.
Yeah, requires a little bit more production value. And we can't really do that. We would like to. So if that's something that you care about, do send us a note. I'd have such a good day.com and let us know. Because we, you know, we're nothing without you. And we really want, we want to keep everybody happy.
Sarah and I are just a mesh of one human. We're the Sether, the Hara. Yeah. We're just a two-headed person without.
We are Medusa, if you will.
Yes.
But with less...
but less exotic. Less snakes.
Yeah. Murder, but white. All right. Well,
on that note,
yes. see y'all next week. Thanks for sticking with us. I feel like I'm insane right now. So, you know, just if you also feel insane, like, welcome to the club. And until next week, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather, who kind of looks like Sarah forever.
Have such a good day.
Bye. Rah!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.